Hey everyone, welcome to On the Verge. I'm your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no hype advice and essential practices so that we all can just wake up and show up and start living more fully, so that we can all stop wasting our time on self-help, on self-hatred and self-loathing. And that's exactly what I want to speak to you about today. Aren't you tired of self-help? I don't know about you, but I am. Every time one of my articles or blogs or podcasts gets dumped into self-help, into that category, I cringe. But there's no helping it, really. Honestly, there's no stopping it. It's just we have this huge bucket of self-help out there. There are millions of books every year, even more so now with self-published books that come on the market trying to help you do this, don't do that, be this, don't be that. And I gotta tell you, it's exhausting. What I want to just say to you today is you could stop it. You can stop the self-help and you can start living right now. If there's anything that gets me up and inspires me to plug in my microphone every week, it is to help others. It is to inspire you to believe in yourself, to inspire you to recognize that you have extraordinary talent. Yes, you do. You have incredible intelligence in your body, in your emotions, in your mind, in your capacity to relate to others, to share, and that you don't need as much help as you think. You really don't. We've created this world of self-help and this constant and never-ending improvement that has put us on this cycle of always searching and never actually arriving. And as I've said in the last few episodes, I've been really sitting with my why I do what I do. And it's because I am so personally dedicated to not wasting my life spinning my wheels, but to actually experience my life as much as I can every day. So let me put this in context. I've been in the fitness world for over 3 decades, started teaching aerobics in the 80s when we were wearing those white Reeboks and leg warmers and doing crunches and leg lifts and all that stuff. And it's been nonstop for my whole life. I've been moving bodies and helping people to feel stronger. Call it self-help, sure. But it's actually just natural. We need to move our bodies. We've got these bodies that need to move every day. So to help people understand how to move safely and to move in a way that can create alignment and coherence in their body is what I've been inspired to do. One thing I've seen over the years that inspires me to keep doing it is that when we move our body in ways that we enjoy, I'm going to say that again, in ways that we enjoy, it makes us feel alive. It makes us come alive. And when we come alive, we feel more naturally happy. We feel more young. We feel more energized and confident in ourselves. I remember years back teaching rollerblading in Woolman Rink in Central Park. We had this big program. It was the first big rollerblade instructional program in the country, and I was part of developing it. And I would teach thousands every week. They would come, young, old, big, small, fit, not fit. And one thing I recognized back then is that when you got people moving on those skates and you helped them learn how to break so that they got over the huge fear of being on these wheels. Once you got them at least breaking with some confidence, they came alive. I remember the faces on people just lighting up when they started to glide and move in a way that where they felt free and at ease. And that inspired me just to continue to help people to move in a way that liberated them from their mind and their doubts and their judgments. We don't need self-help. We just need to continue to notice and do what makes us come alive. Because when we do that and we lean in there, we naturally help ourselves. We naturally lean into what we need to do and let go of what we don't need to do. Last week, I read a quote by Robert Anton Wilson. I want to read it again because it just stirs me from the inside. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because the world, what the world needs is people who have come alive. We can read every self-help book out there and we can continue to spin our wheels and feel badly about ourselves. I've seen the shaming. I've done the shaming. I've seen the self-hatred and I've participated in it myself. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of energy. I was in an interview yesterday for a podcast and Dustin asked me, I'll tell you more about it as it comes online. Dustin asked me about why I teach flow, why I'm so inspired to help people understand this optimal state of consciousness, why I spend my life force really doing this. And it is really very simple. It comes down to our natural potential. I see extraordinary potential in everyone. I really do. I have since I was a young girl. I see people's potential in ways where they don't always see it in themselves. And it breaks my heart to see people suffering because they don't believe in themselves, because they don't believe in what they have to offer, or they're not even seeing their capacities. They're not seeing their brilliance because it's hidden because of shame or lack of confidence, insecurity, worry about other people and what they're saying. Listen, I've been there, done it all, so I can see it. Because I've done it, I can see it in others. And so if I can help you to start to trust yourself, to start to believe in your own natural capacity just a little bit more, to get you off of the self-help hamster wheel, and to start getting back, and to help you just get back to your life, to get back to living. And it starts with movement. How do you like to move? You don't have to go to yoga. I'm telling you, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to do all this stuff, these bands, these these weights and all these crazy contraptions we've come up with, these like torture contraptions. You don't have to do any of it if you don't like to do it. Just move your body in a way that you like to move. How about that? You know, if you like to walk, go walk. Go walk to your heart sings. Get out in nature, walk with friends, whatever it is. You don't have to do anything. Move your body. Find ways to move your body in different ways so that your body is getting full range of motion. And I just use this as an example because, you know, we spend our life force and our time doing stuff that we don't want to do. And we feel badly about not wanting to do it. I've told this story many times. It's being a yoga teacher for 20 plus years. I've recognized it's sort of like being a priest, having been raised Catholic. I'll be out in Trader Joe's. I'll be at a party and I'll see a student that has come and gone. And sometimes they run away from me. They want to hide. Honestly, they want to hide. They just don't even want to come near me, which is crazy. Or sometimes they sheepishly creep up to me with their tail down and they'll say, hi, Kara, it's It's been 3 months since my last yoga class. And I just laugh. I give him a hug and I say, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to like it. You don't have to come. Find something that makes your heart sing and go do it. Find out, ask what makes you come alive and go do that. So the antidote for self-help is to stop it, to stop the constant and never-ending improvement and to get back to living. Life is short. We have no idea when it's going to end. And it's going by really, really fast. So find out what makes you come alive. Stop the self-loathing, the shaming, because you're not doing this and you're not eating that way and you're not, you know, reading that book. If you have a stack of self-help books on your night table and they haven't been opened yet, put them under your bed. Go put them in the closet or give them away and just get back to living your life. Start to notice what makes your heart sing and where you want to spend your time and lean in there and go hone that craft. Learn how to cook a beautiful meal. Go find a new recipe. Learn how to dance in a new way or to sing or to move your body in a way that makes your heart sing. This Puritan push that we've been on for the last couple of centuries, actually, yes, it's created incredible innovation. And there is something to leaning in and doing the hard thing. I'm not saying don't push the boundaries and the edges. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is the self-loathing is getting us nowhere. And if you're tired of the self-help, then stop it. Stop and look at what you're doing on a daily basis. Where can you drop? What can you drop? And what can you lean into? The haves, the needs, the shoulds, the don'ts, the can'ts. It's just a waste of energy. If there's anything that breaks my heart, it's seeing us waste our time in self-loathing because we have talent. In fact, I saw A Star Is Born last night. Wow. 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 Talent on stage. Mastery. Vulnerability. And there was one scene when Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were in a bar and Lady Gaga talked to Jack Bradley Cooper's character and asked a question. I don't remember the question, but it was something about his talent. And he said, just very bluntly, everyone in this bar has talent. It's just a matter of whether or not you're willing to step up and say it and share it. And live it. So if it's not floating your boat, guys, if the spin class doesn't do it for you or the yoga class or whatever it is you feel like you have to do, then just stop it. Stop it and go find out what makes your heart sing and then go do that. And you'll see improvement and you'll see yourself shine and you'll see your talent arise and emerge and that potential realized in ways that will blow your mind. That's it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with self-help. I just want to come alive every day. And I hope you do as well. Go out there and shine. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to find me on Spotify now. This podcast is on Spotify. And check out my website, Kara at KaraBradley.net. You can email me, Kara at KaraBradley.net. I'll be done. I'm done. Take care. Thank you.